And they went this week, and they did two things. VBS, here's a few pictures of the other thing that they did. Half of them did some construction, and half of them worked on VBS. Here's some pictures of the VBS stuff. And they just had a wonderful time, and so I'm going to let Jonathan come up here, and if I can find him. Oh, there he is right there. And so here's a picture of them when they returned, and Jonathan, God did some wonderful things. Why don't you just share with us so we can all be grateful for the things that God did.
Yeah, absolutely, he did. And before I get into it, I just want to thank my leaders. I know I do that every single time. If I ever don't do that, then get rid of me, because we couldn't do anything without these guys who volunteer their time, and what a blessing it is. It's awesome to see. And I even got to have that conversation this week with some of these kids. We got an 11-year-old. Well, we had an 11-year-old. It turned 12 while we were there as our youngest. And then we got a couple that may be a little bit older than that with Les and Tom. But what a wide range in between. And how well this group just came together and worked side by side, played while some slept at night. And it was just joyful the entire time. On the way back home, I was asking Len, I said, well, buddy, what was your favorite part of the trip? And he said, I was just so encouraged by Eli, which Eli, where are you at, Eli? He's pretty short. He's hard to see. Talk about last minute. Last week, we came up and we prayed and we're leaving. We're getting ready after church service. Eli said, hey, is it too late for me to go? So he signed up and went, like within 2 hours of us leaving for the trip. So he was such a blessing. I'm glad he went. He was just encouraged. All these guys were, but specifically, he just had a heart that just showed Christ this week. So,
yeah, I think you were telling me about earlier about how Lennon had talked about how everything that Eli did, he just jumped right in and was positive and served like that. And that's the heart we want to encourage and develop each other to do. And it's kind of neat to see how just watching, without somebody saying, hey, get up and do that, but just by watching it modeled.
That's exactly what he said. He said it made me want to do more.
Yeah, so. That's great. Yeah. That's great. Well, what else did you want to bring out?
As we always do, when you work hard and you have a long week that where you're together all the time, emotions come up. And we Thursday night, we kind of broke down what everyone learned and what everyone said, got out of the week. And it was crazy to me that all the kids just kept saying, I grew so much closer to God this week. I just learned so much more about God, because really this was a serving trip. We had our morning devotions we did. We left at, the work crew had to be on site at 7, and we'd work till 11. Then they did a devotion in the afternoon. So we do a devotion in the morning, devotion in the afternoon. It wasn't like a lot of teaching. It wasn't a lot of together just preaching the gospel, but them actually just doing. It surprised me that they doing what they already knew, what they've already learned, just getting out and doing it, praying at every opportunity, looking for people that you could just talk to and just say, here's why we're here. They grew in that. They grew in the relationship with Christ. And that was really encouraging to me.
And it is. And, you know, that is such a truth, because, you know, just the structure of the way, you know, church is structured. We come, we listen, we get that information, and we seem to think sometimes that knowing the right answer is important, and we feel good when we know what to do. But Jesus says that now you know these things, blessed you are if you what? If you do them. And it's just kind of interesting that I can know all this stuff and I can feel close to God when I'm hearing it or when I'm singing it. But then if I go out and do it, that's when I feel that God is actually walking with me and he's fulfilling his promises to lead and to guide me and to empower me to do things sometimes that I'm afraid to do. And it's just really cool that they recognized that. And he said he had a ton of them that came to him and just said, you know, we feel close when we hear about God, and we feel close at winter retreat or stuff like that, but when we're actually out here asking God, what do you want me to say? What do you want me to do? How can I do this? That they just felt closer to him. And so that's cool. Now, you had a couple people that you were going to let us or share with us here.
Ethan. This is Ethan. And I don't know if you guys heard Jacqueline earlier, but she received Christ this week. So that's so praiseworthy. This is Ethan. He's one of a family of three that went. He and his brother and sister went this week. And going into it, we prepared. We had a couple days. We took time and we prepared our testimony so we could be prepared to share. And Ethan was really up front coming into that, which was surprising. He was the first one to go. We had a Saturday session where we were working our testimony. And he said, "I'm not really sure where I stand with God." He said, I believe there's a God, but I'm just not real sure about him right now. And he was real open and transparent about that. But he's got some news he would like to share. Ethan, go ahead.
Okay. So throughout the whole week, at first it was kind of difficult.
And a little closer.
Okay, sorry. So throughout the week, just over time, I was starting to just see God's love through all these amazing people. And just on that final day, on Thursday night, that's when I decided to give my heart to Christ. It was amazing. It was just one of the best feelings I've ever had, and I would hope everyone will be able to get that feeling.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you, Ethan.
Well, thank you, Ethan. And that's really wonderful. And isn't it just when you stop and think about it, it's what we've been talking about for a long time. That is how God wants to communicate deeply in our hearts the truth, not just where we hear it and then we process it and that's it. But God wants us as the church to be able to have people come in and be able to touch and feel and experience and know the Lord is really here. And so the experience is not intellectual, but it's a spiritual connection where God becomes real to them and they embrace him. And that's really great. And I think we ought to give them all a round of applause for being a part of that. And you had one more?
I did. Yeah, Jacob.
I didn't know I was doing this morning. So before I went on the trip, I've been having a lot of trouble thinking about, I had struggles in the past and I have struggles now that I've kind of let those struggles come into my mind to make me think that there's an absence of God working in me because I'm not to the level that God wants me to be at. So I've been stuck in this area for a little bit, and when the mission trip first came up, I had no intentions of going. I just nothing in me was saying I needed to go, and I just, honestly, I didn't have the motivation to. And after a while, Jonathan would text me nonstop about it, and he just kept keeping it in conversation, and eventually I finally felt this compelling of, well, okay, you know what, I'll go. And after I decided I was going to go, the amount of encouragement from everybody behind me was all the proof I needed to know that God was working and that I felt needed somewhere. And that through their words, I felt God saying, hey, this is me telling you that you need to be here. And just throughout the week, I actually got my first opportunity to feel like I could be a spiritual leader in some way. And just on the last night, I had a few kids come up to me and just say, we're just so happy that you came. And God really spoke to me that way in this week. I was told not to talk too long, but I do have one little side note. Whenever Ethan gave his heart, I probably saw one of the greatest displays of what I want the kingdom, what I believe the kingdom of God's going to look like. His other brother, Seth, as soon as Ethan said he gave his heart, just ran over and tackled him and was just crying. And there's just this pure amount of just joy in his heart to see that his brother was, part of the kingdom now. And seeing that made me really believe that, man, I just really hope that's what the kingdom of God looks like.
Thank you, Jacob. And, This is really what it's about. It's about God working in power. power in people's lives and doing his work. And, you know, Jacob, most of us know Jacob. Jacob is a wonderful, devoted follower of Christ. But just like all of us, none of us are at the level that God wants us to be. We're all growing and in a process of growing. And I don't know about you, but probably most of you, like me and like Jacob, and probably all of you, experience times where you feel like the devil accuses you a little bit and says, you know what? You are not all you should be. You know, you're not that Christ-like in this area. You know, who are you to be saying this? Who are you to be doing these things? Who are you to be putting yourself up? How many of you have ever experienced those thoughts? You know why we're here together? To provoke one another to love and good works, which is exactly what happened here with Jacob. We all have that need sometimes where we hear the devil's voice and we know some of the things he's saying are right. We're not perfect. And sometimes we need a brother or sister to come along and just say, hey, yeah, you are. You're valuable. God is using you. I see God in your life. You need to come. God can use you. Because blessed are you, not when you know these things, but when you what? When you do them. If Jacob would not have come, God could not have spoke to him that way, because God was speaking to him as he did what God wanted him to do. So that's really cool. You were going to tell one other story because... Madison is not here, but going along with that, go ahead and just quickly tell him that story.
Madison, as many of you know, Rhonda was taken to the hospital or spent some time in the hospital. So she came up on Saturday, and she was really distracted, really distraught. She wasn't even sure she was supposed to be here. But she shared with us Thursday night that struggle that she was going through, but that even that her mother was saying, you need to be there. You have a purpose. God has a purpose and a plan for you to be there this week. And she realized that, and that was her testimony that, just out of that commitment to obey, to step out in obedience and go, when you're not really feeling it, God, it really worked through her and it powerful. How many of you guys were just encouraged by Madison being there this week? So,
and how many of you sometimes need someone to be able to tell you, God's got a purpose for you? You need to suck it up and you need to go. And that's really a powerful thing to think her mom's in a hospital bed, but she can still see what God is doing in her daughter. Now, he's going to end with one last story right here that happened really on their way back.
Yeah. So, and really after the mission trip was done, you think, okay, we're done. We got a bunch of kids. We're going to cut loose and be goofy. Friday, we got up and we cleaned up the church. And we went out to eat Steak and Shake. And, of course, group of 20 showing up. We had to all sit in different places. But a group of just four middle school girls... their waitress came over to the our leader's table and said, hey, are these girls belong to you? And we're like, oh, yeah, I don't know. We don't know them. But lady said, I want to tell you guys that they asked if they could pray for me. And they did, and they prayed for me. And she said, that's never happened to me before. And I was really encouraged by that. And she started to tear up at that. So it was awesome to see that these girls being bold in their faith and taking that outside of just what we had to program there and using it in a new way. And on top of that, on Thursday night when we were talking about, well, how can we go and be missionaries at home? They're talking about what we're about to do here in just a minute and our greeting time. They saw that as an opportunity to be a missionary. So I was just encouraged by all that.
I think that is interesting that they catch that vision of their part. And just one last observation of what is going there is, you know, our witness is not something we do. It's not something we say. It's who we are. And Jesus doesn't say, go be a light. He says, you are a light. And understanding that loving the Lord and just being transparent about it and just being who I am. When I see someone who's hurting, say, hey, are you okay? You know, but not just, are you okay? But, hey, are you okay? Can I pray for you? And just to be able to share what I believe the answer is to help them instead of being intimidated by the world to draw back and not be who I really feel in my heart I am in Christ and not communicate who I am in Christ, but just to be who I am, take it or leave it. I love because Christ loves me. That's all God wants from us. And to me, to hear that story and think that those kids were bold enough to be in a restaurant and to see someone and to say, can we pray for you? That's miraculous. That's miraculous. So let's just pray for them. Father, we're just grateful that we see your hand moving in our lives, that we see hearts that are coming closer and closer to you and becoming more and more devoted to you, that we see faith growing and fear being scattered, that we see the passion of Christ for us and his love for us when he gave everything. He gave his life for us. When we see and we experience that, it compels our heart to return that love to him. And it spills over to those around us. And we thank you, Lord, that we are growing more and more to be detached from this world and the self-centeredness of it. And we are growing to be closer to you, to love and serve you, because you are worthy of all we could ever give. And we thank you. In Christ's name, amen.